Bez Hashem, welcome everyone. We are learning Pel Yoitz Ois Beis, a new topic in Shirin 152. And the topic is Bizoyin, disgrace. We have to be careful not to embarrass, not to offend, not to harm anyone. It applies emotionally, of course, physically, in all aspects. And we have to make sure that we respect everyone. Amru Chazal. Famous Mishnah on Perek Yavos, Perek Dala Mishnah Gimel. Al ti yavoz l'chol adam. Don't be buzz l'chol adam. What does it mean buzz l'chol adam? What does it mean buzz? Buzz is bizoyin. Don't disgrace anyone. She'en l'chol adam she'en l'isha, because there's no such thing as a person that doesn't have his time. Everybody has their time that they will be on top. And Yodoy al Yoino, they'll be in charge of a situation, and we're always going to need someone else. Al Tivaz l'chol adam, Shein l'chol adam, Shein l'isha. Shein l'chol adam, Shein l'isha. Every single person has their time. And we all know the stories, our own personal stories, we're not going to get into them now, that we've heard, that we've experienced, where people at one point in time were mevazeh. They didn't treat someone properly, and then that same person comes back and needs that individual that they did not treat properly. So the Mishnah is telling us, you know why you should make sure you treat everybody properly? Because you might come onto that person one day, and that's quite embarrassing when you're going to come onto that person and you're going to need that person's help after you already treated him incorrectly. But there's a different reason. And it doesn't make a difference, the person's beginnings, where the person came from, his level, his status in the community, amongst other people. Every single Yid is at Selam Elokim. And every single person is at Selam Elokim. Ki bet Selam Elokim, osa esa aldam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made man with the image of God. Ve mevaze es Yisrael, is kilu mevaze es HaShechina. And the one who is mevaze, another Yid, is as if he is mevaze as HaShechina. One who disgraces another person, another Yid, it's as if he's disgracing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Sholom. Ve'ein mokum levazes l'shum adam Yisrael. There's no room, there's no place. The same way a person is careful not to put his hand in the fire, not to touch a pot that is hot. We have to create in our minds an attitude not to mevaza any person, not to disgrace anyone. As we discussed in Avos Reyim, in Ois Aleph, we discussed Avos Reyim in regards to loving other people. We recently had a Gemara, the Omid Yom Yishir, Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Zayin with Beis. Gemara told us about the great Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, that he made sure to greet everyone. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai greeted everyone. So what's so special about that? Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was the Godol Hadar. He was the leader of Klal Yisrael. And sometimes a person might think, oh, he's the great leader. For him to greet someone, that's beneath his covet. He doesn't have to greet anyone. And in fact, that's one of the main reasons as to why people are mevazeh, why they disgrace someone else, why they don't give someone the proper covet. Because they themselves are haughty, they're arrogant, they're bali gaiva. And they think, I have to give kavod to that person. That person is someone I have to give respect to. This is the beginning of this discussion of Bizayin over here, to have the proper respect, the proper kavod for every single person, no matter who the person is, no matter the status the person is. Al tivaz l'chol adam, sh'ein l'chol adam, sh'ein l'isha.